Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're shifting our focus to a cultural moment that really just transcended typical Saturday night entertainment. We are analyzing the sheer sartorial power of Davina McCall's latest appearance on The Masked Singer.
And that's really the mission, isn't it? We're not just discussing a celebrity wardrobe.
Yeah.
We're examining the structural allure and the profound significance of this look. It's basically a story told through fabric.
And what a story. It all starts with this absolute showstopper, a figure-hugging metallic gold latex jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Worn during a sports-themed episode, which just made it feel like such a winning choice.
It was perfect. And we have seen her in latex before, right? There was that YSL dress.
Right, on the same show. But this felt different.
I think the difference is the high fashion context here. This catsuit is from Atsuko Kudo Latex.
Ah, okay.
And they treat this notoriously tricky material like it's genuine couture. They are absolute masters of that second skin silhouette.
So when you look at the garment, it's not just about being shiny. It perfectly marries the episode's theme, you know, athletics, competition with this high concept fashion.
Exactly. And that's the interesting question. How does a material so often associated with fetishism suddenly become a symbol of, like, peak performance and victory?
How does it?
By demanding absolute perfection and control.
Yeah.
Latex at this level, it requires a meticulous cut. The one piece just showcased her incredible figure and the gold, plus that first place moniker.
So bold.
It translates the whole athletic idea into this unapologetic fashion moment.
And a look that unforgiving. I mean, you need some serious experts behind the scenes.
Well, absolutely.
Achieving that flawless finish, managing the sheen, it's a real feat. The stylist Abigail White and the whole glam squad, they had to balance it all.
Mm-hmm. The glitzy heels for lift.
The makeup complementing the luster. It's total visual control.
And that idea of meticulous control is so powerful when you place it in contrast to the severe lack of control Davina had just experienced.
Exactly. This is where it gets so much deeper than just a great outfit.
It really does.
This incredibly bold appearance comes right after what she's called a hell of a year. A rare brain tumor diagnosis in 2024, and then a breast cancer diagnosis.
So this isn't just a style choice, it's psychological armor. This gold, unapologetic statement is pure resilience. It's transformation.
She even admitted it, right? She said the health battles forced her to confront a lifetime of avoiding change, of overworking.
That quote is so crucial. She said all her really big growth has come from often quite painful change.
So when she steps out in a golden capsuit that literally demands she takes up space, refusing to hide.
It's physical manifestation of that exact quote.
Yeah, and standing next to the other judges, like Maya Jama in a vintage leotard or Joel Dommett in a full grass suit, Davina's choice just, it pops. Not just for the shine, but for the message.
The message is, I survived, and I am choosing right now to be seen. Bold.
That's the ultimate takeaway, then. High fashion latex, especially from a brand like Atsuko Kudo, it becomes more than glamour. It's a symbol of power.
Yes. It demands uncompromising confidence from the person wearing it. It basically says, I am done hiding.
So for you, the listener, we want to ask this.
If embracing a skin-tight golden statement piece represents that realization that growth comes from painful change, what does the specific style of armor you choose tell us?
The material, the color, the silhouette.
Yeah. What does it tell you about the confidence you choose to embody during your own periods of transformation? That's something to mull over until our next deep dive.